Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Kantz, good morning.
Good morning.
Got an encouraging word from Debbie after church yesterday. She's a friend of one of our biggest best 5 minutes of the day listeners, Donna.
Yep.
And Donna and her husband were out doing some camping over the weekend. And Debbie is close enough that she and her husband were out there visiting him. And Debbie was just like, you know, she said, Donna talks a lot of times. She'll refer to things you guys said and that 5 minutes of the day thing you got. And she's like, I'm going to try to, you know, just get in the habit of listening. And I'm like, well, the podcast is available. It usually leads off the podcast, but I appreciate her intention there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Get up and get a good start for the day when it's still dark outside, apparently.
Yeah.
We hope to offer something that people can take with them into their day.
Yes. So Donna, keep spreading the good word there. All right. So,
yeah.
You got out and did some, photographing over the weekend, it looked like.
You know, so it has felt like a year where I haven't seen a whole lot of bumblebees. Maybe I haven't been looking for them, but I decided this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, to grab my camera, and there's something called a macro lens, which makes small things appear much bigger.
Uh-huh.
And took a bunch of pictures, and it was really good to get out and do that and be able to share them online.
Huh.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you... Well, that's interesting. That's great that you love that, and it's... part of the creativity and, you know, the good photography and it's a form of art, you know?
Yeah. Well, it was fun as all the different sorts of bees that I was able to find this weekend. And there were honeybees, a couple types of bumblebees, some wasps. You know, it was just, and they were all playing together on the flowers this weekend. And it's kind of interesting to see that happen as well. You know, these animals from different groups cooperating together. Maybe we could learn something from that.
I think so, hopefully.
Yeah.
Hey, on a Mental Health Monday, there is something that Dan White shared that I wanted to bring up. And
sure.
As I click on it, it says that it's not available to me.
Oh, no.
So I click on the one that I shared to you.
Yep.
But anyhow, our mental health can be challenged here even during these days. And any helpful thoughts on that for people? I know some people are saying, yeah, I'm just going to try to not listen to the news. So,
well, you know, there is something to be guarding ourselves from the constant stream of negative news. I just read something this morning before we got on the air that said, you should sit outside in nature for 20 minutes every day, and if you're really busy, you should sit outside for an hour. And, you know, and I thought, boy, there's really something to be said for how do we disconnect from the constant stream of news. I mean, even good news, I think. Sometimes we just need to disconnect, and I tend to do better when I do that. But honestly, I'm not as consistent as I would like to be about just getting outside and shutting things off.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked in the past, I think, about this idea of taking an hour a day off of the social media, a day a week, and a week a year. You know,
that's a good idea.
I think that's great, but again, I haven't done it. So
yeah. Well, now here I found the quote from Dan White, but we'll have
sure.
to save it. And tell you what, you know, the mental health, I think, from this and the next 57 days and beyond is so important that it's not going to be just a Monday thing. It needs to
right.
be like a
yeah.
daily. So
it needs to be
we'll
regular.
Try to go
yeah.
because Dan talks, he begins by saying, I used to struggle with episodes of depression.
Yeah.
And then he talks about, and so we'll share some of what he said maybe tomorrow.
Perfect. Sounds good.
We do have, we are trucking on in Acts 8, verses 2 and 3.
It says, some devout men came and buried Stephen with great mourning. But Saul was going everywhere to destroy the church. He went from house to house, dragging out both men and women to throw them into prison.
Hmm. All right. And Jason, in his devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, tackles those two verses this way. While the young men from the church mourned and buried Stephen, Saul led the charge against the whole church, arresting believers and carrying them off to prison. Remember now, this is the guy who wrote the majority of the New Testament,
yeah.
14
yeah.
of the letters in the 27
Absolutely.
That make up the New Testament.
Yep.
It goes on to say, a pattern that has happened throughout the world. People who oppose the good news try to silence it by force, but the word keeps spreading. Growth comes out of death. Final thought.
that's a weird thing about Christianity, right, is that growth comes out of death, you know, and I think we can look at that as the church, but also individually, how do we, where does growth come in our own lives out of places of deep hurt and brokenness?
And I think about how, and God brings good from evil, right?
It was
In the book of Genesis, right? Joseph says God meant it, you know,
you meant it for evil,
but God meant it for good.
Yep.
And so, and all the way to the cross and beyond. And so that's where our hope lies. Thank you, friend.
You bet. Yep,
appreciate it, our buddy Jason Kant. We got a promise of the day for you as well. It's Hebrews 8:12. I will forgive your sins and then forget them. That is so good. It's worth repeating all day long. I will forgive your sins and then forget them. Barry Adams says, God is omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient. He's all-powerful, he's everywhere, and he's all-knowing. And yet, the God who created the heavens and the earth with just the sound of his voice has decided to have a poor memory when it comes to our sins. In today's promise, God says that he will forgive all of our sins and then forget each one of them. The one who is limitless in every way has chosen to forget every mistake and failure intentionally because of the blood of Jesus. Sometimes, Barry says, I wonder if I actually live each day in the knowledge that God has forgiven me so completely that he can't even remember one time that I have sinned. You can go read the rest of that devotion, just a little bit left there at 365promises.com. I love to say this, Jesus paid it all, and all means all, and that's all means. WWIB, he's got his own music. He's Drew Fralick, stand-up comic, pastor, author, from the great state of Michigan, where they got humbled over the weekend, losing to Texas.
Yes. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Drew.
Long time no radio.
Yeah, 3 weeks.
I wanted to say to you.
3 weeks?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to have
We have a ton to talk about.
I thought you were going to have Mitch Albom or Governor Gretchen Whitmer call in your absence, but I never heard from him, so.
You know, I called old Mitchie up, but he was busy or something. You know, I don't know. He's writing a new book or, I don't know, playing bingo. I'm not sure what he was doing.
Maybe you could tell him we're 100,000 watt FM, you know? Maybe that would attract him.
I'm gonna talk to him today at lunch when I see him, so I'll let you know.
So, yeah. I mean, what is just humbled to have Texas come into the big house and spank the Wolverines like that, the national champs?
This is not a very well kept secret. I don't think Michigan's any good this year.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if people realize that. You know, we had the whole kind of college football version of the Houston Astros.
Okay, yeah,
let's just call it what it is. You know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we're telling the truth here on the Whip Up Show. So, you know, it was a fun ride, but I don't think they were any good at beat an opponent when you don't know the plays they're about to call. So,
well, you're undefeated last year, and Harbaugh's went on to the NFL, and his team won yesterday. But there was actually, as we've got all the different sports things, congratulations to the Lions winning in overtime. Michigan and Wisconsin were two of the seven states that matter in the upcoming election 57 days from now. So it's nice to be important. It's nice for people to be interested in you, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're good this year, right? They got the one kid, the quarterback. What's his face?
The Packers?
He's fantastic.
Jordan Love, he got injured in the first game, yeah.
He doesn't play for Wisconsin?
Oh. Boy, we're kind of missing each other here. Wisconsin, Wisconsin's 2-0. We play Alabama, but I didn't even mention that. So, you know, I can tell it's been 3 weeks. It's kind of like we're rusty here, so.
Well, for some reason, the phone cut out for a minute there, Mark. And all I heard was Jordan Love now plays starting quarterback for Wisconsin.
No, for the Packers.
That's good news.
For the Packers. But he got. He got. Okay, so.
We'll see you next week, folks. It's been great. Have a great week, everyone. God bless.
Can you try to have Mitch Albom or Gretchen Whitmer call next week, okay?
Yeah, how about just a functioning human call next week? How about that?
Can you just make sure that their cell phone works?
Yes. We're calling you from a landline deep in the city of Detroit, so it's a little fuzzy.
Thank you, Drew. All right, bye-bye.
Take care.
All right. Well, I was trying to get across the fact that both of our states matter and count in the election, but it seemed like you missed that part. So, all right. Well, that was like, you know, that's why practice is important, right? It makes you better on the year. The Whip Wake Up Show Weekend Recap, WWIB. I'll do one thing per day. Packer party Friday night. It was a fun party, great spread, a wonderful community, bad result. But, you know, the loss, and hopefully Jordan's okay. Tatoma and back on Saturday because my daughter Grace called and said, I need you to meet me at the Culver's in Tatoma because Rosie's just not making it here. She whines and cries when I'm away, and my neighbor's already complaining. So I took care of that. We'll see if we can get things work out, if Rosie can learn to be okay without anybody around. Back in the kitchen some last night. I got to work on the chicken tenders. This is hard to make them as good as Quick Trip does, but I gave my first attempt last night. And finally, one of my dogs decided to pee on the bed this morning. So that's my story.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Thanks, pets.
Yeah.
Friday night, called a football game, Chi High in New Richmond, 132-7, but it was Veterans Night, and just knowing that we're in Wisconsin, how much people love our Packers, I thought it was really neat to see how many people came out, again, just full stands and honoring so many veterans who were honored on the field before the game, and flyover and fireworks, and just, it was a really, really neat thing.
Wow.
And hopefully that will continue again with donations for the Hands Foundation all throughout the football season during the month of September. I know they're continuing to take them at Jacobson's Hardware location. So that was really, really neat to see. And then Saturday, I ran a few errands. We always like taking a Costco run. Nora was very insistent. Watched quite a bit of college football on Saturday. Yeah. It's kind of the first full Saturday of college football in our household to enjoy, and at least I enjoyed it, watched quite a bit, and didn't watch so much NFL yesterday, really, just caught a little bit of the Sunday night football game, but yesterday afternoon had a couple young men from church over at my parents' house. Well, I guess I didn't have them over, but they had them over, and I was there, and so I enjoyed playing some games, played around a Yahtzee, and played a lot of Bananagrams, which I had not played for a while, and I think I performed pretty admirably in Bananagrams.
Okay.
Yeah, you can ask my sisters about that, but I think Big Brother did pretty well. So so anyway, that was a lot of fun to pull that game out of the closet. So,
nice.
Good times.
The Whip Wake Up Show, Make Us Laugh Monday, 3 jokes apiece. I'll go first. The evening was winding down and the young lady said, "Tonight has been wonderful. We should have dinner again." And the young man said, "Thanks, but I'm full."
Oh, that's good. All right, one for you. Let's see what I've got here. Well, I saw a man standing on one leg at an ATM. Confused, I asked him what in the world he was doing. He said, "I'm just checking my balance."
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. All right. Hey, Caleb, you're a basketball fan, an NBA fan. Did you know back in the day there was a player named Happy Hairston?
Really?
Yeah, he was happy all the time.
Oh, what have I got here? A man walks into a pet store and asks for a dozen bees. The clerk carefully counts out 13 bees and lays them on the counter. "That's one too many," says the customer. The clerk replies, "No problem, it's a freebie."
There we go. And finally this morning, rest in peace, boiling water. You will be missed.
Last one for me on a Make Us Laugh Monday here in the Whip Wake Up Show. Your joke's always welcome at 715-396-1670. Maybe not so much a joke, it's just a life observation. You know, it's true. It's true that exercise helps with decision making. Because I went for a run this morning and decided never to do that again.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, WWIB, the Whip Wake Up Show on a Monday. And we've got a list in front of us of the most Googled text abbreviations.
And a lot of these, I would have to say, wasn't familiar with that, which I guess is another marker on the roadway for Caleb that I'm getting old.
You're getting older. All right, let's go from 18 to 1, so we kind of count these down. I guess FWIW is pretty easy for what it's worth.
Yeah. And
I use that one.
Yeah, I knew that one. Again, most Googled text abbreviations, YOLO, YOLO, you only live once. Okay, sure.
DM is pretty obvious, direct message.
TBH... or inside joke in the Swenson household, TBD is to be honest.
Okay.
I skipped over one.
Yeah, you skipped one. TTYL, which is talk to you later.
IG, I thought that was Instagram. Hmm. That means I guess.
Okay.
I suppose.
The IGA for Instagram. I don't know. This one was new to me. OOTD, which is outfit of the day.
Wait, we don't text that to each other all the time. NGL, not gonna lie. Again, these are most Google text abbreviations for old folk like us. Or, what does that mean?
Yeah, it helpful for moms and dads out there. AFK is away from keyboard.
10 HMU, hit me up.
Okay. You got IIRC. I feel like I'm calling a football play. It's if I recall correctly. Have never used that.
I don't think I've ever texted the phrase if I recall correctly. Maybe not. IMO. I know that one, in my opinion.
Yeah, sure. That's true. OFC, which is of course.
Some of these, I just wonder, like, with all the features now for texting, is it really faster to text these abbreviations rather than just text the phrase?
Yeah.
I don't know. IYKYK. If you know, you know.
That's the longest.
Yes. And I think Quick Trip actually uses that on their billboards and things like that. They've tried to get really is it millennial or Gen Z with their chicken. So, like, chicken that slaps and, you know, if you know, you know. Okay, there you go.
TLDR, which is too long, didn't read.
FOMO, F-O-M-O, again, most Googled text abbreviations, that is fear of missing out.
Now, it's interesting that's near the top of the most Googled, because that one seems pretty, that's pretty well known.
Common, yeah.
Yeah, number two is POV, point of view.
That gets used all the time on, like, Reels. And then SMH, most Googled text abbreviations, SMH stands for shaking my head.
Never used it.
I don't think I have either.
Monday morning, people going to school. You can learn some things in this program even without going to school. Four things you didn't know yesterday. First of all, more babies are born in this month of September than any other month. That's right. In America, September 9th is the most popular day for births.
That's today.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. Four things you didn't know yesterday here in the WIB Wake Up Show. There's another name for a hashtag. In fact, the real name for a hashtag is an octothorpe. And I mean, saying octothorpe just sounds, I don't know.
Go ahead and use that in the office today and say, I'm just going to go ahead and use an octothorpe in this sentence. See what happens. Third thing you didn't know yesterday, there were active volcanoes on the moon when dinosaurs were alive.
Huh. Four things you didn't know yesterday. Final one here in the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Havel on WWIB. The human body has a lot of blood vessels. In fact, 70,000 miles of blood vessels are packed into your body.
Who's the scientist who had to measure all that?
I know, right? Amazing creation. 70,000 miles of blood vessels. But, I don't know. Octothorpe Monday Madness.
Yeah, right.
Here.